Wir gehen gerade da, was sagt, dass man kommt, da wird Tres beginnen, aber basically, Tres Master beginnen, was die Gmar, has to fall. So, Piers, what does this mean, the mitpaches, the cloths of the svar, mit yelada wash on chalamayid, that's hasapadim, mean listapir, to take a haircut. And, but I thought no one's allowed to take a haircut, so, and that's the thesis, we talk about, ube mistapil chalaisim shaitir chacham, we're talking about those who the sages did permit to take a haircut on chalamayid, it's for them, that you're allowed to wash those cloths. Now, the Eshkarism, some have the gears of Hasfarim, it's the cloth of the Sifri Torah, who mitpachas Hasafagan. And regarding the cloths of those who dry themselves up, because they can't get dirty, so you're allowed to wash them Chalamoid. Now, Bisham Kamala, and Bisham says on this aloha, that mitpachas Hasfarim, Eim Chavs Noisen Bemedaglaim, you can't wash them with urine, Mneha Kovid, because of dignity. Which says v'einir lili heviray, so that wouldn't be approved to regard these two different interpretations. Obviously, the Arabic Kitzvah Kodesh Rabbi is talking about the svarim, not saparim. It's talking about for the holy writings. It's not true because the full Arabic umen hamasabi, even though it's talking about the barber that gives the haircuts and it's talking about his cloth, shayach kovet hamastapim is still the terminology of kovet, not for kovet every time, but for the dignity of those who are getting their haircut. Shnoisim v'fnei, you put it in front of them, hamastapim when they get the haircut, ain't kovet lamim v'tav. It's not appropriate for them when they're filthy from the urine, and therefore it's possible that it's even hasaparim, not hasvarim. Kinnik says, begin with the Gemara Ha'ilim Tumah Tahara. When they're going out from the state of Tumah to the state of Tahara, they're permitted to do laundry on Chalamayit, which Tosis explains, B'mitzari Ari. And this is as evident shortly that from Tosis Rebbe, that we're talking about the Mitzari, when it comes out of the state of Tumah to the state of Tahara. Because the Mitzari Aslan Chabas, because as a Mitzari, when he's in the state of Tumah, he's forbidden to do laundry. You don't allow the Gemara to do laundry. So we're asking when he comes out to stay there, on Chalamayit, is he allowed to go ahead and do laundry? Now, Msupik, this is the teacher of Tesis, was in doubt. Imna Mikain, would you say the same thing? Let's say coming up some other Tumah of Tumas Mess or Nevela. They're also just talking about Chavis Bogadah, but you have to wash your garments after you tabled. If that's also going to be permitted to laundry on Chalamayit. Oh, you mean maybe we say Dafka Mitzayra specifically about Mitzayra? It's not like by someone comes up to Tumas Mess, he has to just wash those garments that he wore tummy with, but not all his garments. He had Mitzrayas to wash his whole wardrobe, so that's the question. Maybe only over there we permitted, not by a Tumas Mess or Nevela. Now, me, however, Ma'asher Pidush, this that he explains in Mitzray Ari, that the case of Oil Mitumat Tari is Tumat Mitzray, so it's a question we had a difficulty because here, I mean, the Mitzray, there's a question regarding Mitzray. As the Gemara had previously said regarding if the laws of Mitzvah apply on regular or not. So, if you say the Mitzvah in the Negev Tzaraas be regular, the Mitzvah does not have the laws of his Tzaraas and the Amtib. So, if that's the case, my idiot, you're Mitzvah Tzaraas, why are you asking me regarding Mitzvah that's coming from Tzvah Tahara? I feel a bit made Tzaraas in Amtib Mitzvah is regular. Even during his days of Tzaraas, he's allowed to do laundry on the Amtib because it doesn't apply his days of Tzaraas on the Amtib. And more of a situation like Muslim, maybe you can't say, quote, Loi Mevoikam, but we're saying Loi Mevoikam, Lela, as the Gemara had said this previously, that Vidal Mabez, because if that would be the case that you would answer that by laundry, Loi Mevoikam, but then Loi Shayach Shem Yishu come in the same, you wouldn't be able to have what the Gemara says the concern is that if we're going to let you do that, then maybe they're going to lay the karbanis, because you could do laundry on Cholamayid, because Divish Loi Megiluach, we're saying regarding cutting the hair, Hubishah's carbon, that's the time of the carbon. So therefore, it's appropriate to be concerned that if it's going to be permitted to take the haircut, you can delay the carbonus also. Abakivas, we're going to laundry, the carbon. There's no application to the carbon. So you can't say loy mebaya. So the question comes back, and that is why you're picking specifically Mitzaria oil Mitzvah Tahara. But if you say that the laws of Mitzaria don't apply, which is a question the buyer had, so then even in regular, he could go ahead and do this on Chalamayit. So it says, what you can say is the kibbutz never shayach lekarbon. No, laundry is also applicable to the carbon, and therefore also over here, if we say the Mitzayra does not have his halachas on the regal, then we would be able to say limit by your comma, and if it's the same thing as we had said regarding the haircutting. The next test must begin with the Gemara Maskeba by asked the following question, Ma Limelon, who's to tell us? Now, since it says, Vagav da by Gufishon Le Lodo, by himself answered previously on the question that was asked from Rabbi Yechanan, that Masnitin, that was not like him, from the fact that we learned that the mitpachas svarim yilada launder on chalamayit, which sounds like specifically them yilada menat to the big day pishon nalik Rabbi Yechanan. And by answered, he answered even the leader of Yechanan. It's just that the Mishnah was talking about other types of things. So, and the question is, how could Abaye himself ask on what Bahedya had said that yilada launder linen garments on mayit if he himself answered? So, Tay says you could say what Abaye had answered. That was only according to Rabbi Yechanan that says that linen garments are permitted to launder on chalamayit, but he himself in the subikin does not hold like that, and therefore he's asking this question. The next says after the beginning of the Gemara, These are things you could write on Chol HaMoed. All these things are things that are situations of loss. And therefore, again, like all Dabar Avid, you're allowed to go ahead and do on Chol HaMoed. And why is it lost to write these things? Because all these other these cases of Penyamas HaNaisin, maybe the one who's going to give it is going to die, or Ayah Edim, or regarding the Gittin, Kedushin, maybe the witness are going to die, or Bezin regarding Prisbalin, maybe the court's going to die, or Yel Chalim Nizem, they're going to go overseas. So again, therefore, you're not going to be able to have the opportunity. Therefore, it's considered that Dabar Avid, you're allowed to write them on Chol HaMoed. He makes this mouth to begin with the Gemara, the Igris Rishus. Now, what's Igris Rishus? Yishami, they explain, it's Pris Rishal means greeting someone. It's a letter of just voluntary. That's Rishus. Now, B'yesh Mepharshim, some explain, actually, it means Tiva HaShulton, it means commands from the government. And it means Roshus, Kamoy Al Tezvad L'Roshus, as the Mishnah says, Obis, which means don't get close to the government. So that's two interpretations of what Rishus or Roshus, what type of letters are we talking about over here that you let it write on Chol HaMoed. Write documents of death. Now, Pishvah Taisis explains, which again, Taisis is quoting our earlier Taisis. Same thing is regarding a document of a sale. Because the Hobbah the Elu Kaisim Mayyid, because when in the list of things that you're allowed to write in Chol HaMoed, it doesn't say a sale, a document sale. So, therefore, obviously, it's not just Tari Chobos Shtamachir. Says Taisis Balin there, it appears to me, the Hodlak Tani, this didn't say that over there. The only time you really have to write a document of a sale is only on regarding real estate. Not sell real estate only if it's needed for the yomtiv. Of course, you're allowed to do it. And the didn't think it would be if you sold it before the yomtiv. But for now, he wants to write the document. The sharbim it would be minachol moed because now because it's a situation of law. So it says no, not necessarily that you wouldn't be able to. To the contrary, because it's so obvious that you are able to because it's double of it. Rather, if it's beyond his control, but it has to be, again, that it was einus that you couldn't write because of rails, then if you were negligent, then it would be forbidden. But again, it is permitted to write shtamachir on Chol HaMoed. Kunak says, Master, begin with Digmahin and Dvarma Nikon Mamir. These are things that are acquired just by speaking about them. With Rekha Naisim Mefurish in Ksubit of Kabez and Mabez, it's explained the reason why these things are acquired just by speaking is because that pleasure that they're becoming mechotanim, so they go ahead and they make themselves obligated just with just their words. With the words of the Gemara, did Shmuel really say Shemik admin ha'achad that maybe someone's going to beat him to it and get engaged to it, therefore he's not going to get into Chol HaMoed? Which so he says, Tamil, it's a wonder to me. Why does the Gemara answer simply, this that we say you're allowed to get engaged because someone else might beat him to it is Bezibuk Sheinim. Bezibuk Sheinim is the second peer. Which that there's no baskol saying that it, she's destined for you. Oh, the one that we said that every single day the baskol comes out is bezug rishon is regarding the first peer. In the Mishnah parak the second, like the Gemara says in the second parak, it's an of beis manav. I'm on the side, the first parak said that they're in the beginning of the beis manav. So Gemara asks them Rabbi Yechonon. They says, oh, it's kosher zibug kikriz yamtiv. And the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Shmuel says, kol yamir and baskol yotzes. So you know how could it be hard? So we say, oh, that depends. Hard to make the shidduch is a zibug sheni. So Taisa wonders, why couldn't we have answered that for the contradiction of Shmuel over here too? The Shemikad Menu is Zivik Sheni and Baskoyetz is Zivik Rishon.